You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to this Friday edition of the Locked On Pacers podcast, where we, of course, talk about the Indiana Pacers. As always, I'm one of the hosts of this lovely show, Tony East, covering the team for Forbes and the West Indianapolis Community News and the Fieldhouse. And today, the Pacers were back at practice. They revealed their new jerseys. A lot going on. Vacation is over, basically, for them. But the big thing, and me and Adam talked about this on Monday, the vacation, the goal was get everybody healthy. Lo and behold, it seems like that's happening. That's what we're going to open talking with today. Then we're going to talk a little Magic ahead of tomorrow's game. And speaking of injuries, some big ones came up for the Magic today. And then I want to close talking about what I think the rotation might look like when everybody's healthy, which is going to be really hard, and I think a lot of people have tried to think about that. So let's just jump right into injuries, though, and I might as well call this segment the What Did J. Michael Have to Say Today segment, because J. Michael was boots on the ground at practice today. The Pacers had their IMS event this morning. They revealed their new jerseys. It's a white version of the 2017-18 Racing Alternates, and it looks sick. I love it. It's my favorite jersey I think the Pacers have had in a long time. Then they went to practice. None of the players were actually at the IMS event, but J. Michael was there. And so they practiced in Banker's Life in front of troops today. Chris Denari had the picture. I could look at it and see. McConnell was there. Sumner was there with no brace on his hand. Jeremy Lamb was there. You know, all the suspects on the injury report were there, except for Brogdon. He was not noticeable in any pictures. I did hear he was in the facilities watching and stuff like that. He just wasn't, you know, actually practicing, which does not bode well for his appearance, I should say, in the Magic game. But what do I know? He could be there. Who knows? But the other guys, they actually spoke. They practiced, and one of them was Victor Oladipo. So let's start with him. You know, he said to J. Michael, all to reporters, and J. Michael was kind enough to write it all out for me. And everybody at IndyStar, go check out, of course, his coverage. He's fantastic at it. He said, Victor said, feels good to go out there and play 5-on-5 again. He's playing full court now. He hit the floor, apparently, and everybody was freaking out, but he was fine, of course. He popped right back up. And Nate said today was the first time that he's been able to go up and down the whole time for a longer time. I don't think he got subbed out, I think someone said. So it looks like Victor's getting closer to a return. And then I think I saw someone tweeted a quote that said, he might go to the Mad Ants again for more rehab stints. And the Pacers do have a current 4-game homestand and then a 5-game road trip. I would not be surprised if on that road trip we see him with the Mad Ants again, just so he can, you know, get some reps, stay closer to home, finalize that rehab stuff, because we're about a month away, I think, guys, from a potential Vic return, which is why this last segment is timely. But he won't be back, obviously, in games for a while. So moving on to guy number two, the Laminator. Wow, why have I not called him that? He laminates things. He looks like he'll be back. Nate McMillan did not commit to him being back, but then Lamb himself, to reporters, said, felt good, I'm back, I'm playing. He's missed 7 games this year, which is a lot for him, given that the last 2 years he's missed less than 7 combined. So I think it's reasonable to expect that, you know, these are just unfortunate injuries for him, and he'll be healthy for a long time. He was really good in that stretch after he returned and before he got hurt again. Hopefully that can maintain. That's all the update on him, is that he's going to be back. And then McConnell, another one. I thought this was an interesting tidbit that he didn't know when he got hurt. You know, he played that Houston game. He played pretty well, I thought, in that game. Houston's defense has really picked up since their opening stretch of games. They actually have, like, a good defense now. And the Pacers did okay scoring against them. And McConnell was a big part of that. You know, the bench got that game almost tied by the end of the third quarter. He played really well. And then apparently he said, the next day I couldn't even walk. I can't pinpoint a time in the Houston game when I might have hurt it. It feels a lot better. I'm going to play if it feels like this. So he did practice. And there was a nice video of him that I saw. Really the whole team. They pranked Goga Bitadze. They put a bunch of packing peanuts in his car. But I saw TJ in the background in all his practice gear. No braces or anything. So looks like he's feeling good. If that maintains overnight after, you know, he responds to actually working out, it looks like he'll play. Now I'm going to do an aside. If you haven't watched this video, check out Miles Turner's Instagram or Twitter, or I'm sure someone's aggregated it onto the internet now. They filled Goga's car with so many packing peanuts. I don't know how he got them all out, how he drove. Like, it was an obscene amount. Maybe it was like those dissolvable ones. I don't really know how that works, but it was so funny. And he was like, how are we going to get him out of here? Gogo's like, how are we going to get these out of here? And Miles Turner goes, well, we're not doing anything. So it was pretty funny. I highly recommend finding it if you have yet to watch it. But anyway, looks like for sure Lamb back, for sure McConnell back. TBD on Brogdon, though him not practicing. I know the game is still over a day away, but is not boding particularly well. Edmund Sumner is the last guy. He had a brace, if you'll recall. You've seen pictures of him or seen him on the bench. He had like a tape brace. That was gone. You could see that in the pictures. Jay Michaels noting that as well. Not sure when he'll return, although he was supposed to be re-evaluated in 3 weeks. And I don't remember when his injury was, but I did a write-up on it. And it came out November 1st. So it was either Halloween or November 1st. That 3 weeks from that is today. So I imagine we will get an official update on him today. And I don't know what that will entail, but I'm assuming it will be just be something to the effect of like, he's day to day and he'll be back. I don't know, maybe during this homestand at some time, which will be good because with Vic out, he'll still have a chance to get a few minutes here and there, I believe, although I'm not sure if Lamb comes back, if he'll play or not, to try to, try out and get his rotation spot back. But we'll see. It's going to be very interesting. Again, I will talk about this at the end. I have to write down everybody's name because there's so many guys who have a case for minutes. It's going to be so interesting. But yeah, everybody looks like they're getting back to health. Vacation was helpful. Pacers vacation, the Caitlin Cooper terminology that everybody started using that I loved. It's going to be fun seeing everybody back finally against a Magic team that is also beat up. So speaking of injuries, we're going to talk Magic after this quick break. But first, I have to talk about MyBookie and the cool thing they're doing over Thanksgiving break. Me and Adam are going to be taking a small break for Thanksgiving. But if you need to get a nice kick and remember us, you can go check out MyBookie because they are offering a risk-free bet. Aren't those the best? For that Bears-Lions game on Thanksgiving. You choose a team against the spread for up to $250, right? Okay, if you win, great. You get to keep the extra holiday spending money. And if you lose, doesn't matter. They will give the money back because you literally cannot lose. This is a no-brainer situation. You literally cannot lose. You just have to go to mybookie.ag to make your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDONNBA. That is LOCKEDONNBA, all caps. They will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your account on there with your money. And your Thanksgiving only bet, you cannot lose. It cannot get better than that. You got to check out MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. That's mybookie.ag with the code LOCKEDONNBA. Now let's talk some Orlando Magic. So the Pacers apparently transferred their injuries to the Magic because literally yesterday it was announced. They played the Raptors, I believe, on Wednesday. Then yesterday it was announced Nikola Vucevic, their all-star last year, who was rounding into form. He just won Player of the Week for his efforts the week before this one. Is going to be out almost, well, the Magic PR at least said, I think he'll be reevaluated in 1 to 2 weeks. Shams Charania of The Athletic reporting 4 weeks without Vooch for the Magic, which is tough. I actually should look up their schedule because I think actually the Pacers play them again in a few weeks and then they're done for the season, but I could be wrong about that. I haven't looked at the schedule super close up in a long time. Oh no, they don't play again until late March. Okay, I was wrong. But anyway, Vooch is out for a while. He's far and away their best offensive player. I think Vooch is awesome. I think he's super impactful on the things that this team does. And then Aaron Gordon was the surprise inclusion with a right ankle sprain day-to-day. They didn't announce his status, but if he's out, they have no punch. They're lacking so much punch. Michael Carter-Williams was hurt and didn't play against the Raptors. Like, all of a sudden, you're looking at Jonathan Isaac, Evan Fournier, Fultz, maybe Aminu, Terrence Ross starting five. And if that's their starting five, their backups would be DJ Augustine and Kem Birch, Mo Bamba, Wesley Iwundu will probably play a lot. Emile Jefferson's probably going to be in the rotation if both of those guys are out. There's your 10. I mean, that's tough. And they're probably going to start Kem Birch is what I saw. I don't know if that's true or not. But a banged-up Magic team that, as we saw the first time these two teams played in Orlando, they already were kind of weak on the bench, right? McConnell and McDermott and that group were responsible for a huge run of play. Now imagine that Magic bench group and weaker, and the starters that did so well in the first half to get the Magic the 60 points will be weaker as well. It's tough for me to imagine a worse two injuries for this Magic team than two of their guys who can actually create a shot for themselves. Isaac's okay at it. I think Isaac's been tremendous this year. You guys got to watch more Magic to watch Jonathan Isaac. He's awesome. But, like, Fultz is just fast. You know, we all saw what Fultz can and cannot do. Like, he cannot shoot the three at all. He can pretty much only finish at the rim. It's easy to contain him, and I think Turner will help with that. They didn't have him last time. And Terrence Ross, you know, he's the only guy on this team who apparently knows how to score against the Pacers. So if he doesn't go off, like, I just don't know how they're going to get enough offense outside of, like, a hot three-point shooting night. But even then, they're not going to be setting up good threes. They're just going to be setting up threes. So it's going to be very interesting to me to see how this Magic team does all that, because these injuries are really biting them in the butt. But I think, you know, the Pacers had injuries the first time. Those are gone. I think this is a good Turner Sabonis game because of all the things that are going on. If they really go with Ken Burch, Jonathan Isaac, I think those two guys are really good defenders, but they're not super awesome offensive players. And surrounding them are, again, Markel Fultz, Evan Fournier, and maybe Al-Farouq Aminu. I'm not really sure. Either way, none of those guys are super awesome. I think Turner can do a great job patrolling the paint against his team, although I think people will be surprised how good Ken Burch is. That's all I will say about Ken Burch. But I think it could be a good game for those two guys. You know, we saw Sabonis can just tear up anyone on this team. And if Vooch is out, you know, I imagine Isaac will guard either Sabonis or TJ Warren. But the opposite one of those two guys is going to have a big game, and Sabonis can pass if Isaac is on him. I don't think they have good matchups for the front court duo without Vooch. And Mo Bamba is just terrible at this point in his career. So nothing he does. I mean, he'll play more minutes, obviously. Even if Burch starts, Mo Bamba is going to play more. So, yeah, the more he plays, the better it is for the Pacers, because he stinks at this point in time. Another matchup I like with the return of McConnell is, you know, the McConnell-DJ Augustine group. DJ Augustine, I actually like DJ Augustine a bit in even number years. It's an odd number year, so it's like his normal shot profile, but he doesn't make them, and he's a little bit worse as a passer. And again, remember last time we talked about the Magic, I brought up that he was leading them in assists at 4.4, and it's going to be even harder for him to get dimes when he has worse finishers around him. And I like the way McConnell played against his team last time. No one could keep him out of the paint at all. And I don't think now, you know, without Gordon and Vooch, that it'll be any different. And he'll have even more opportunities to potentially finish at the basket. I think the bench, like I said, will go really well. And I'm glad McConnell's back for this game. It'll be a good one for him. Although, Aaron Holiday will probably still start, right? Because Brogdon's only missed the last two games that McConnell also missed. So I wonder if they would have started McConnell this whole time had Holiday not gotten hurt. I might be missing a timeline here. But I know that they both played in Houston, right? Yeah, so no, never mind. I'm not getting anything wrong. I wonder if McConnell will actually start if he's healthy. That's an interesting plot here, is who's going to start at point guard. So maybe we all have Aaron Holiday versus DJ Augustine, but they'll still obviously be matched up a little bit. And maybe I do like Holiday more with the bench. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what the rotation even is with Sumner back now. You know, someone's going to get booted if Sumner plays. Presumably it'd be TJ Leaf, and they just slide McDermott up to the bench for... but they keep finding ways to get Leaf minutes. Every time I think that they're going to kick him out of the rotation, there is some little thing that, like, Jakar gets kicked or Goga loses a few minutes and Leaf plays. It's like, oh, okay, I guess they are really focused on getting him time. So I don't know what's going to happen. But either way, no matter who it is starting and on the bench, I think the Pacers bench is significantly, significantly better than this Orlando bench. And they just don't have enough shot creation, right? They already didn't. And now they're missing the two guys on their team who can actually, like, put the ball on the floor outside of Jonathan Isaac. They're missing the two guys on their team who can, like, put the ball on the floor and score. So I don't know how the Magic are going to score. And lo and behold, their offense already is one of the worst in the league. It's bottom five, I think bottom six. Maybe it's up to 24th now. So even if their defense can hold, their defense is pretty good. They're a slow-paced team who's going to have trouble creating. They're going to be in the half court a ton. Yeah, I don't see them scoring very much in this game. And I think the Pacers should win. I probably would have predicted the Pacers win anyway, even if all those guys were healthy, but they're not. And so they're just a worse version of an already struggling to score team. And I think that behooves the Pacers, especially as they get guys back. You know, maybe there'll be some rusty growing pains in this game, but who knows? So, yeah, it should be a fun one. I'll be there if you're going to be there. Say hey. I always enjoy having nice conversations at the game. But let's talk about going forward, the tough thing coming up. Everyone's going to be healthy, and Nate McMillan's going to have to make some tough decisions, so let's talk about them. I do not envy the coaching staff going forward, because I do not know how they're going to decide who should and should not play when everyone is healthy. So I'm going to write down names here, because it's going to be too hard for me to keep track of everybody if I don't. So this is when Victor Oladipo is back. I think the starting five is locked in. I just spelled Oladipo wrong. I spelled Olapido as I wrote it down. I think the starting five is locked in. We're going to have Brogdon, Oladipo, Warren, Sabonis, and Turner. The only way that gets shaken up is if the Sabonis-Turner pairing just completely collapses and they decide to move on to the bench or to another team. I think those five guys are locks to be in the rotation, both because they're signed this summer, because they're good, because of their pay schedule. There's just a million reasons why those guys are going to be starting five. Speaking of guys who are signed this summer and are guaranteed a role, Jeremy Lamb is the first guy I could pen in on the bench. Jeremy Lamb will be the backup two guard, the sixth man. He can play the three. I'm assuming he can play with Vic if they want those guys to be the two guards and have Vic bring it up. He can play with Brogdon. We've seen that already. I have the utmost confidence that he will be a member of the rotation. After that, six guys, I don't think anyone right now is a lock. So you have to. I think there's a lot you have to consider when doing this exercise. Because, you know, the sideline guys just tried it, Pat Boylan and JJ, and, you know, it's hard. You have to cut guys. They didn't actually try it. I forget who, that's what it was. Chris was talking about on the show this week that he was talking to Pat and they got the 12 guys who should play, you know? So Nate McMillan and coaches in general just like to not play that many guys. It's harder for people to get rhythm. It's harder for coaches and lineups to get rhythm. They like to be less than that. So who do I think is the next most likely guy to get minutes out of everyone on the roster? You got to have a backup point guard. And it's either between McConnell and Aaron Holiday. Now, here's how my thought process is right now about choosing those guys. If McConnell plays as well as he has the last 2 weeks or so, for the next 2 weeks or so, as he returns from injury, I think he gets the spot. I think he's been the better of those two guys. Even with Aaron's recent explosion against Brooklyn, he's had, you know, we've seen it. It's inconsistency from him all the time. And it's a bummer because he has looked a lot better now that his shot is actually falling. And I think it'll be big for him to be able to grow and grow through these with misses. And I don't know how you can find a spot for him. Maybe you go 11 guys and let him play a little bit. But if McConnell's as good as he's been playing, you almost have to play him. He's been so good. He makes other guys around him better. You always have competent point guard play between him and Brogdon no matter what. Plus, Brogdon's going to miss time. You can get Aaron time in those situations. So I think you have McConnell as a guy that I think for sure makes it if he keeps up this play. And if not, Aaron Holiday. But one of those two I think is a lock just because you need a point guard at all times. And if they think Vic can do it, maybe that doesn't happen. But I am pretty confident that he will get chosen. So now another dicey decision. You need another wing, right? Warren can't play the whole game. I guess Depot and Lamb can be your faux wings and Brogdon can play off ball. But, you know, we kind of have defined roles for those guys. I don't know how many minutes or load management that Vic's going to go through. You need another wing. Justin Holiday is an option, and Doug McDermott is an option. I like Justin Holiday. I like what he's done this year. His defense has been good. He's actually not shooting the ball particularly well percentage-wise, but it seems like a lot of the shots he makes are, you know, big and important and useful, and it just feels like his offensive impact is bigger than the numbers show. I can't really explain it. Meanwhile, we all know what McDermott's done this year. He's getting more touches, and he looks exponentially more effective. His three ball's falling. He's dribbling a little bit. He's got this great two-man game with Sabonis. I think this is hard, but I'm going with the one with the elite skill versus the well-rounded one. I think McDermott would get the shake there. He can also play with the starters as the four a little bit because of his shooting if the two big man group isn't working. So now is where things get a little harder because now I can hear a lot of arguments. So I just kicked Justin Holiday out, but I might not have had to because Here's a thought process. So say McConnell gets it, okay? Aaron Holiday's been playing. He's out. I'm drawing a line that he's out right now. I think Sumner, unless he shines like crazy after returning, is probably out, right? Nothing. He has this ball of energy style of play. I love Sumner, obviously. I've talked him up on many shows this year. But I think he's been worse than Aaron Holiday and McConnell. And Lamb, obviously, he's worse than. It's really hard to find a spot for him. Now, he could prove that all wrong by being awesome when he returns. And then I will revise this, but this is just based off the information we have right now. I think he's also likely out. We saw Jakarr Sampson just get a healthy, did not play coach's decision, where Alize Johnson and TJ Leaf did play in Brooklyn. Jakarr's out, much to my disdain. Alize is just not good enough to be in the rotation, right? So we have all those four guys out, and we have eight guys in. That leaves three left. We have Justin Holiday left, we have Goga Batadze left, and we have TJ Leaf left. So this is where I think your decision comes to two things, 9 or 10 guys, and what are you going to do with the minutes for Turner and Sabonis? So if Turner and Sabonis combine to play the whole game, you know, they start together and then they stagger them the rest of the way, and then maybe they close the game. I don't know. Then you don't need Goga to play at all. And then you might be able to squeeze in Justin Holiday a little bit more. You can have him be another wing guard kind of guy. You can move McDermott up to the four. As long as one of the centers is in the game, you've got something going on. And then your nine-man rotation is Brogdon, Oladipo, Warren, Sabonis, Turner, McConnell, Lamb, McDermott, and Justin Holiday. And then the guys who don't play would be Aaron Holiday, Sumner, Jakar, TJ Leaf, and Goga. Now, I don't know that that is the best choice. I think because they don't want the two big men to get hurt, it doesn't always work, and one's going to have to be out, they might try to squeak in 10 minutes for another big. I think that should be Goga. I think Goga has been better than Leaf, but they keep, again, they keep trying to squeeze in minutes for Leaf here and now. And I do think, to Leaf's credit, he's looked better at center than as a stretch four. Maybe Leaf gets the part. But either way, if you're going 9 or 10, I think Justin Holiday is the 10th in this instance. So I'm going to put McDermott at the, I'm going to change McDermott from the backup three to the backup four on my own sheet. I'm kind of thinking out loud. I hope this is entertaining and not just me sounding like a dummy. Put Jay Holiday at the backup three, and then Goga at the five, and then move Leaf out to the outside group. Obviously, Mitri Long and Bowen are not in the rotation as a fully healthy team. So this is what I have finished with. The starting lineup is as follows. We all know this. We've all been waiting to see this in action. Malcolm Brogdon, Victor Oladipo, TJ Warren, Domantas Sabonis, Miles Turner. Great. That looks beautiful. We all know that we're excited to see the potentially that group. The bench five guys that would play I have as TJ McConnell, Jeremy Lamb, Justin Holiday, Doug McDermott, and Goga Bitadze. With the caveat that if they do cut the rotation to nine, the first guy to go would be Justin Holiday. Now, another thing, if Holiday starts being awesome and McDermott starts to slump a little, I think McDermott could be the guy that gets cut, though I kind of doubt it, but we'll see. And then the five guys who are your break glass in case of foul trouble and or injury or emergency would be Aaron Holiday, who would be the first guy to get the bump into the rotation when Oladipo sits and rests. You know, then Lamb starts and all of a sudden you have an opening at the backup two guard. There's Aaron Holiday. Edmund Sumner, who you'd need two guards or foul trouble to get two guards out, so either foul trouble or second injury to get him in. TJ Leaf, who would probably be the four that comes in a foul trouble instance for Sabonis, which will happen. Jakar Sampson, who much to my disdain is out. I just don't think there's a, man, I love Jakar. I think he's the best of the Alizé, TJ Leaf, Jakar Sampson trio as a power forward, but I think they're just going to try to figure out the three centers in small ball situations. So Jakar's out. He's behind Leaf anyway, given what we saw in Brooklyn. Now that could change too. That was surprising to me, but the most recent info is that Leaf is ahead of Jakar and Alizé Johnson is the last guy on the bench. We've known that all season. So there it is. That's what I have right now. I'm going to write an article about this with the like actual reasonings and pickings for the decisions, but we'll see. I mean, obviously this could change. Like every game is like a tryout. I did write that in something already where it almost feels like, you know, these big games for Aaron and Justin, they're like trying out for the final version of the team, the varsity Pacers or now it's the JV Pacers or whatever. So, you know, if you nail some tryouts, you might get a spot on in the rotation. Who knows? You know, if Leaf has 6 13-point-15 rebound games in a row, obviously I will reconsider having him behind Goga. Now, I do not envision that happening, and I think Goga is awesome. But we'll see. I digress. Thank you guys for listening to this Locked On Pacers podcast. It was a good week. If you haven't, go check out we chatted with Chris Denari about a lot of stuff. We had a mailbag. It was all fun. We had a fun vacation. This week has felt so long, which is hilarious because this month has gone by so fast. It's already the 22nd. That's unbelievable. Really excited for Pacers basketball to be back tomorrow. We'll talk Magic on Monday. We'll preview that Thanksgiving week, and then we'll probably do a 3, maybe 4-day week depending on how the news shakes out. I want to try to get a Mad Ant segment in here momentarily next week as well. Just catch you guys up on how their early season is going. Other than that, just stick around for more episodes next week and enjoy the game this weekend. Hope you enjoyed your Pacers vacation. You can follow me on Twitter at TEastNBA and this podcast at LockedOnPacers. That is all for today's show, and we will see you guys on Monday.